amount of Mexican.
I hope that made the intro. I just told him I was trying to think of an intro, and I said, "Yeah, I can't think of one." And Rory just starts going, "What did you say,
mi amigo? Mi amigo?
Mi amigo? Our Mexican brother, Top Chevy, 16-1. Come on, give me some of that action. Welcome back, Laying Coin, fourth episode of the year." Third episode of the regular season, first episode of A Gambler's Track. So the boys are excited. We are ready to fire. I think I have four bets, maybe five. I got a couple sprinkle actions on top of that. And I was just talking to Zach because we were waiting on Rory to be dad, of course. I can't hate on him. I can't hate on him too much. He's being dad. But we did plan to record this at about 8:15 p.m. Eastern time on the Eastern Seaboard, and it is currently 9:08 p.m. So here we are. We're waking up for work in a swift 6 hours. That's okay. We're here, and we're going to make some money this weekend. The fact that we made money the first 2 weeks, I don't know. I'm going to include Rory in there because I'm pretty sure he made money. I know for a fact Zach made money in qualifying. Rory sending me three ball golf winners and, hey, did you get this? No, Rory, I didn't see your text, kid. All right. Cash is like four F1 practice parlays. Ridiculous.
Went 3-0-1 today in three balls and fucked Formula One up this morning.
Yeah, you and Tom DeMann. Old Tommy boy went 3-0 with some plus money bets. Wow.
Yes, sir.
And yeah. What did you give me? Alonso top three, FP2?
Yeah.
Yeah. I bet that one on my lunch break. That was fun.
You know how that goes.
You know what it do, dog.
What it do.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I'm feeling good. I'm feeling rich. I'm feeling like I've never had a bankroll the size of this in my entire life. And we're going to put it to good use this week. So, give us about 30 minutes. We'll give you some picks. We got qualifying bets. We got truck bets. We got Xfinity bets. I have a substantial cup wager that is available on most books. However, I just looked at the book that I placed it on. It was 30 cents worse. So
it's gone. Gone.
Good luck. However, last night on the NASCAR betting preview show, I gave an explanation for one of these, and I realized that the sheet I was looking at that Zach sends me all these sheets so I can base my bets off them, more than just what, like, the power rankings and stuff in the Discord. So I'm trying to, I like to put my own little twist on it, and I like to, morph some things together. Anyway, in the process of it, I royally fuck up the speed rankings for the comp tracks, and it had Corey LaJoie like fourth in speed, and I did not see that. It's Cindric up there. Cindric qualifying, different story than race. We'll talk about that. Corey LaJoie was like fourth or fifth, and I caught it like 2 hours ago, and I'm like, what in the fuck did I do? Anyway, I share my screen with Zach. He's like, yeah, dude, I did not do that.
How'd you do that? Did you forget to put the other 25 fucking drivers in front of it?
I have no earthly idea.
Sorry, all you Corey LaJoie stands out there, but I'm sorry.
Like, yeah, I have no idea. Zach, any clue what I did, dude? All I did was just filter a column.
Yeah, there was formulas in there, so I just got rid of all the formulas. That way it just stays nice for you.
Yeah, I'm dumbass over here. I have to tout a little bit. I'm wearing a authentic 1996 Brickyard 400 t-shirt that barely fits, but it's on and it fits, and that's all that matters. Speaking of black shirts, I'm gonna place the second wave of Laying Coin t-shirts. We're gonna do black, we're gonna do white. Any ideas on any other colors? Red,
pussy
maybe
pink.
Pussy pink. Okay, I can get behind that. We're gonna have to add Zach's logo to this one because,
yeah, nice.
It's only right. And I might have to pay the extra money to get the logos on the sleeves too.
Whoa, look out.
Yeah, we might have to do that. Everyone can thank McDriver out there that we're still going to charge $25. Just saying.
Nice.
McDriver.
All right, let's talk about Atlanta. Let's talk about Atlanta. I know that every single podcast on the history, that's a terrible way to frame it. Wow, I'm looking at my Ross Chastain wall ride diecast. It's got a damn windshield wiper in the middle of it. That's cool.
Well, yeah, anyway. Because they have them on there for not racing in the rain.
Wow. How about for not, yeah, Bristol? What's the point? No windshield wiper. Every NASCAR, podcaster,
NASCAR likes to waste more fucking time on dumb shit than they do on actual shit that would fix the fucking short track racing.
I but see maybe no they lies. Think
running in the rain might pick it up a little bit, you know?
Yeah, well, iRacing, rain's coming to iRacing.
They're more worried about inviting some fucking NFL, whatever the hell.
Icy Vert?
Yeah, whatever the fuck.
I'm VIP over that shit already, dude.
You know, sending
I'm so over it.
To the race or some shit over fixing their piece of shit car.
I mean, we're talking millions. We're talking thousands. But I am over the Icy Vert thing already. I'm not a hater. I'm a lover of all kinds. Well, not all kinds, but I'm a lover. Hating.
I'm just saying.
Like, I'm fucking over it, dude. Like, I'm so over it.
That seems to be more up their alley here lately is dumb shit.
I don't even know what fucking Icy Vert is.
What is an Icy Vert? No one knows. I don't even want to give any more thought. So let's talk about Atlanta.
I will say I like how that surface is starting to wear at Atlanta.
Yeah, how about it, folks? I thought that was
a good fucking race. I mean, hell, we might even be able to handicap that bitch half ass here in the next 2 years.
Not maybe. Cup. Dreaming. Keep dreaming. I mean, on Cup.
It was totally different race than it has been.
Yeah, but your argument is there. I am a ghost. Your argument is that it's going to wear out. They're going to get loose. They're going to get tight. They're not going to be able to race in four wide packs. Like what we saw in trucks and Xfinity, but we saw more pack racing, crazy pack racing this year than we did the last 2 years. So what makes you think that it's going to get spread out?
I ain't saying it's going to get spread out, but I feel like Atlanta's a little bit easier to cap, in my opinion, than Daytona and Talladega right now. I will say
three that. 1/1000ths of a second, third closest in NASCAR history. What's easy about that?
I didn't say that it was fucking easy. I just think it's easier to pick an allotment of drivers. It seems like the same cats have been running for the most part up front at it.
That's fair. Okay. I understand. Okay. That's fine. I know that every single NASCAR podcast on the face of the planet is just talking about Atlanta and major news outlets. I'm not going to bore you to death 5 days later. But I mean, that was the best.
I'm glad as fuck we're away from this shit. We're going to real race.
I'm not. I'm fucking rich after that weekend. That is the greatest NASCAR race I have ever watched in my entire life, start to finish. Yeah, there were a couple dumb cautions, couple cautions that weren't called, but that was the best fucking race. Dude, I had people calling me that I hadn't heard from in years. I gave up trying to get my friends and my family to like watch NASCAR. I don't even want them to like it. Just watch it. Just turn it on. Hopefully we get lucky, right? With a finish. We got it. Dude, I had my dad watches about half the races. Nobody else in my life watches NASCAR. Now that's changing a little bit here. We got some folks here and there that are coming around. I walk into the office on Monday and it's the first thing. It's fucking, it's great. I got ex-girlfriends I hadn't heard from in 5 years. Longer than that. 10 years. That was a joke, by the way. No, dude, it was just cool. It's cool as shit. I got people texting me. My roommate who gives negative fucks about NASCAR, Rory, met him last week. He's like sending me Instagram reels being like, dude, that was the sickest thing I've ever seen. I'm like, well, you should have watched it live. You'd be shitting your pants. So, that, I mean, I would... It's 3 weeks ago, if you had asked me if I would look forward to betting super speedways, I would say never again. I've lost my dick so hard on super speedways the last few years. And I tweeted it out. I've made more money at Daytona and Atlanta than I did the entirety of 2023. That is the luckiest, craziest, most fucked up thing that I've ever done in my entire life. I've done some fucked up shit, but that tops it all. Anyway, Zach, you're not a huge, actually, you're a no gambling man on super speedways. We cash qualifying. What'd you think about the race? What'd you think about Old McDriver making us rich this weekend? And one of the markets that you love to bet getting stripped from us.
Yeah. I bet qualifying, and I'll bet that at probably every track. And then qualifying head-to-heads, rip on those, I guess. Ever since I started betting those, I think I only lost one, and it was because someone wrecked. So that kind of sucks. But I'll be backfiring this week, so just have a little adjustment, figure it back out, you know?
This is like your Daytona 500.
Yeah. The race was, I mean, it was good, right? Great race. It was good. I mean, everyone just, you know, everything's going to be the greatest. It happened. Like,
Zach, stop it.
I don't get into that whole great. Who cares what the greatest race is? I don't care what the greatest race is. If you said, hey, here's the 10 best, then like that's cool. Why is everything got to be the greatest? Like, that's not me.
I understand. I spent 4 years in the insurance business. That was the greatest fucking race I've watched. I'm 27 years old. It's the greatest race I've watched with my own two eyes in my life. Not debatable. Start to finish.
Darlington, Ricky Craven, Kurt Busch.
I was a whopping 7 years old.
That was pretty fucking exciting.
I mean, I agree. I've seen the finish about one too many times, 1,000 times, 1,000,000 times. But I just, dude, four wide, like no single file, barely any single file. The finish, the everything, dude, was just the winning money. But that's a big part of it. That's like
exactly. See what I'm saying?
90% of it.
I don't think I've hit a fucking spacer track since Ross Chastain at Talladega.
All right, that was a long time ago. 2 years. Yeah, dude, I was in the same boat. I was in literally the exact same boat. I mean, anyway, we cashed. Sorry about it. Yeah. Not sorry about it. All right. Well, it doesn't sound like you guys are too fond of talking about Atlanta. So why don't we move on? Honda coming to NASCAR. You guys got to have some thoughts on that.
It'd be cool if they can get a fourth manufacturer. It'd be nice. You know, it would probably spread out the teams a little more, probably get a little more competitiveness. You wouldn't have like fourth and fifth string Chevy teams and bet against each other on, I guess.
I saw a tweet that said, okay, here it is, Adam Stern. Marshall Pruitt, quote, if you're a Honda fan and you like NASCAR, you're probably going to be really happy here in the future. And the first thought that popped into my head goes, who the fuck is a Honda fan? Like, what the fuck does Honda make on the production floor that once it hits the showroom, everyone's like, oh, fuck, I gotta have that one. Like, who's a Honda fan?
You'd have to call, like, the people that like Fast and Furious movies, probably.
I mean,
nowadays, I have no clue.
But what's the matter? Like, what's Toyota? What's Ford? What's... There's nothing special about it. It's not win on Sunday, sell on Monday the same car anymore. So what's it matter?
Yeah, fine. I mean, at least Ford runs a fucking Mustang now. I mean,
wow, you said something nice about Ford for the first time in your life.
That's I own crazy. A Mustang, so I get
first
a
on race props. Is it? Does it run?
Yeah, 93 GT.
Is it a Mustang slow .0?
Nope.
So it's not. Found on road dead. It's nope. First on race day.
It's fast when Rory's driving.
Oh boy. All right. Well, what else should we do? I mean, I'm looking at my notes here and I'm like, well, it's all about bets. I thought we were gonna talk about Atlanta a lot longer. We're not.
How about,
fire away.
How about Dale Jr.?
Yeah. Wow. Is it true? I'm sure it's true.
Okay. So he's going, he'll be in the summer, whatever they have that with Amazon and Warner Brothers, TNT, whatever.
Did I see that it's only like five races?
It's like ten total between both. Right. It's like five on one and five on the other.
Ballet. So we're only going to be able to see Mr. Slide Job 10 times in two years, next year?
Yeah.
Wow, next year.
And zero times this year.
No way. He's out at NBC this year? I didn't see that.
His contract was up after last season.
He wouldn't sign with them.
You noticed he wasn't 24 hours in Daytona.
I think
he wasn't.
I think by his comments, they're basically wanting to go to a fucking location and not at the track.
And I did see.
Nah, fuck that.
I saw that clip.
I listened to his pod this week, or
yeah,
whichever one. I was catching up some, so he was talking about it in that. And
so he was insinuating that NBC might not be at the track this year.
He was saying
that's
a
question.
I don't know how he said. I don't know how people call the race not at the track. I need to be at the track. So if I'm calling the race, I'm going to be at the track.
Cannot agree more.
And
because
Dale Jr.
we see
can
the
do
shit show
the fuck
in the truck.
Dale Jr. wants to do.
Yes, he can.
I mean, think he's going to get paid the same, and he's going to work less races and have less stress. You know, and he just focus on his podcast and do 10 races.
Good
I
point.
Mean, it sucks
maybe
for us,
charter.
But for him, it's probably awesome. You know.
Yeah, you're right. We've seen the travesty that has been Jamie Little calling the truck race from Charlotte, and it is, I cannot say enough bad things about it. It's terrible. I mean, and then was the Xfinity broadcast, or maybe it was truck broadcast, I don't know, at Atlanta, and they were like, caution for debris, and it was like an 8-car pileup.
Yeah,
were they in Charlotte?
If they have drivers and they're already at the track, they'll be in the booth. But if they have like no reason for anyone to be there, they won't be in the booth. And don't call out Fox on Twitter or X, because their on-air talent might direct message you and tell you to be easy on them.
I remember you telling me that.
I saw it. I remember it.
Yeah. Wasn't it?
Oh, double A. He said, you hurt my feelings. You hurt all of our feelings.
Well, don't be a bitch and tell your boss to send you to the track and let you call the race.
Spend a little bit of money.
You're barking up the wrong tree if you want sympathy from either one of us three motherfuckers.
That's what it was. It was. I made a comment like, oh, I can't believe Alan Alexander missed that because he's not at the track.
Yeah, that was it.
He sent me a private message like, easy. I'm like, okay, dude, really? Chill out.
Be easy. Come on, man. I mean, that it really is just a travesty that they think
anyway.
They can get away with that. I don't think he sucks that bad, to be honest with you. I don't think he sucks that bad.
I think he shucks it up way too much if he would just focus on calling the race. When he used to just call the race before he worked for Fox, he was great. Once he started working for Fox, and Fox is terrible.
I was going to say, what's the common denominator here?
I can't wait. Fox. MRN and PRN.
I'd rather listen to MRN any damn day of the week.
So,
and that's saying
Harvick's pretty good.
I hate their fucking shows, but they call a great race.
Junior called out the Fox cameraman and producers too this week.
He
said
did.
How they zoom in on the headlight. Yeah, dude, we've been saying this for years.
Junior's the guy that we fucking need. Running NASCAR.
We got him, folks.
Fucking NASCAR.
I mean, he's definitely got a say in things, for sure. I mean, him and Marcus Smith are tight. That's for sure. I do know that. It's just, I don't know where I was going with that. It's just an absolute travesty. Oh, yeah, that was it. I enjoyed Harvick last weekend. I thought Harvick was good. My dad was texting me during the 500. I think I said this last week. Said Harvick was damn good, except all they kept doing was going to commercial. I thought Harvick was pretty good this week.
I think Harvick has helped Bowyer.
I agree.
Bowyer actually don't sound like a fucking ass clown.
Here's what Harvick did. It make Mike Joy the worst person in the booth now on Fox.
Damn. Has Mike Joy lost it? Oh, no.
Yeah, about 2.5 years ago.
Oh, no.
How about this? Oh, I wish we could like watch videos while we do this, because we could compare. Here's the calling of the Daytona 500 last lap. here's the calling of the Indy 500 last lap. And let's just go with the enthusiasm and the emotion compared. And that's my problem.
I agree. Cannot agree more. And the fact that they're like at least a car length, two car lengths spread out, and Daytona is bumper cars, just mind-boggling. Really is. Although, to their defense, it was a white flag finish. So we ran the Daytona 497 and a half, to their defense.
Okay. How was the call for the Atlanta race at the end? It was very...
I wish Bowyer didn't say Blaney. It would have been a lot cooler if he just let it play out.
Let me just tell you how dumb they are, okay? Because the scoring monitor populates as soon as they hit the line, and it said Suarez. I look at the same stuff that they're probably looking at, and it said it right then and there. So why are they even calling it wrong?
And the TV had it, you know, less
than
5 seconds.
Yeah, the TV had it right on the thing, too. Well, yeah. So the thing they have is pops up before the TV.
See, I suck at this. I suck at this because my TV's on fucking mute. I straight up listen to MRN.
Yeah, well,
do you listen to drivers? Do y'all listen to drivers?
I do. I do that too. I mean, I'll kind of bounce. I'll have both maybe on or bounce back and forth, whatever. But I totally prefer listening to MRN over listening to that shit.
We shit on NASCAR a lot around here, but one of the better moves that they've ever made was the ability to pause the radio on the app to line it up with your TV. That is a great freaking Sinker. Feature. Golly, yeah. Dude. I mean, it makes it so much better because a couple years ago, I'm listening to whatever driver I bet on, and I'm like, they're caught up in a wreck, and I'm got to sit there for fucking 45 seconds going, fucking watch it. But now at least I can watch it and listen to it at the same time. So,
what about old happy in the 88?
Happy ain't going to the 88. It's Bubba Pollard, dog.
Bubba Pollard.
Oh, Happy's not running one race in it too.
I know you're a little busy being dad today, but they did drop some.
I mean, I seen where Bubba Pollard is, but I thought Dale Jr. almost like leaked that
they
was going to be driving that bitch too later this year.
Gave us a
swerve of lifetime. 52
fake out.
Okay. That would be excited. Cool, though. Maybe it's going to happen and they swerved, and it's really going to happen.
Be cool at Darlington.
Yeah, I seen it earlier. I knew Bubba was getting into it. Richmond?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
How old is that? I'll be honest, I don't follow that series that much. How old is he?
He's got young kids. I'm going to say he's like 32, 31. He's like Josh 30. Berry, a little older than Josh
really?
Berry.
Okay.
Yeah, he's like I saw an interview with him today. I think it was on Racing America. I don't know. It was just a clip. And he's like, I gave up on my NASCAR dream. Like, I didn't think it was coming. I was like, my bed's made. I'm going to be running, you know, late models for the rest of my life. And then a couple weeks after the Snowball Derby, Ream and Dale Jr. called him and was like, well, we got to make this thing happen. I'm like, Dale Jr. is the GOAT, dude. The GOAT. I mean, God, love that. And then look, he got Barry a cup ride, albeit not in his car, but he made it happen.
He's 36.
I call it upper, mid upper. Yeah.
You know who I want to see?
Somebody listen back to hear what he actually said. Go ahead, Zach.
I fucking said upper. Upper 30s.
I don't even know the guy's name. He's like McQueen or something. He drives like has Mario on the car.
Yeah,
he's
He's
really good in that
Brendan,
series, too.
Brendan McQueen?
I think that's his name, but I can't remember. And I want to see him in it.
He's got a sick nickname, too.
Yeah, Brendan Queen. He, I'd like to see him get a shot at that. Pretty
now,
good.
He's younger.
Yeah, and he's young. I'd like to see a young guy get a shot.
Butterbean, that's his nickname.
Yeah.
Yeah, the dude wins. That kid's a winner.
Yeah. And he's interesting. You know what I mean? He's got a little personality. I'd like to see someone like that get a chance.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
That's what we need is fucking more old school dudes.
With
personalities. The one that just hit one of them motherfuckers in the mouth. That's what they need. Absolutely.
Sucker punch.
Big fucking country.
Dude, Saturday during the race, my dad calls me. He's like, I kind of like this Austin Hill guy. I saw an interview with him. I kind of like him. I'm like, Dad, wrong fucking time to be talking about that guy. All right. Not a big fan right now. Give me like a week's time. We can talk about him. He's like, he's a big dude, too. Has he got in a fight yet? I'm like, yeah, he sucker punched a nerd on pit road at Martinsville a few years ago. It was a pretty good punch. Knocked the dude down, but it was definitely sucker punch. He's like, oh, I like that guy. And the whole time, I'm like, God, fucking, I wish I could tell him how much I fucking hate that guy. Only at Super Speedways. This week, fine. I'm not betting him, but fine. If he balls out in practice, sure.
Definitely not betting him pre. I'm kind of up in air. Not. I'm up in fucking air over Xfinity this week.
I kind of am too. I've got a couple bets. I think I sent them to Zach. You'll see him on the ticker on the bottom. Yeah. Let's fuck around and just go ahead and jump into some Vegas talk. The first topic that I want to talk about is, I don't know who's got the answer, but I know, Zach, you have an opinion on it. So my comment earlier about this being your Daytona 500 is because you're going to presumptively make your first bets and the race this weekend. And we've got new body styles. Ford and Toyota have got new body styles. Chevy is same body style, bunch of notes last couple of years. Ford and Toyota, not so much. However, we have seen the Fords have a shitload of downforce, be able to drive in a straight line during qualifying at Atlanta and Daytona and sweep both poles and have like six or seven guys in the top 10 of both races. I don't know if that means shit. It might not mean anything. This whole McDowell, Penske, front row thing might not mean a damn thing, but it sure as hell did in qualifying. So, Zach, my question is, how do we dissect it? Do we like that Chevy's got 2 years of notes? Do we like that we've seen some speed out of the Fords in qualifying? Does it even matter? Do we have any idea what to expect before practicing qualifying this weekend?
Well, also, there's new right-side tires. So Goodyear's bringing more wearable right side. So, and if I believe on Denny's podcast, he stated like Goodyear's working on it this year and there should be a run of new tires at a lot of tracks, you know, more a compound that wears quicker. So I don't really think the notes are going to matter. I think either Ford's going to come out and have it or Toyota's going to come out and have it.
Ford.
I don't know which one yet. I'd like to watch practice. I mean, you'll see in my qualifying bets, it's kind of set up that way also. So one of them is going
to
have
about that. I just don't know what to think about it. Like I'm still going to use the data from the last 2 years, all four Vegas races plus six comp tracks, which is Kansas and Charlotte and anything else. No, that's it. Right. So it's a 10 race sample size. When we talk about our numbers, I mean, they're going to refer to it as the last four Vegas races, which are Gen 7 car Vegas races, or comp tracks, which is 10 races, which is the four Vegas races plus six races, which is Kansas and Charlotte. Deal. So, Rory, do you have an opinion on that? Ford, Toyota, Chevy?
I like Ford.
Okay. So, whatever happened to the making fun of me with the gay meme with the rainbow Ford truck meme?
I'm winning money. I don't give a fuck if they're gay. They like to work up underneath the truck with one of them's hand up the other one's ass or what they're doing over there.
Or he doesn't even care if they voted for Biden.
Don't give a fuck. All I want is my damn money. I mean, really.
He's a sellout.
I mean, what the fuck was Superbook thinking putting Joey Logano at fucking plus 2,000 to open?
I don't know. He won in spring of 22 or fall.
No, he won in the fall that advanced him to win the fucking championship.
That's right.
Or advanced him to the round of eight. I reckon, right? Yeah. Vegas is in round of 12.
Yeah. Fall of 22 he won. Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. So, I mean, that is stupid. Stupid, stupid. Stupid. Now, I might look like an idiot next week, but I think that damn Ford was designed to fucking haul ass on a 1.5 mile track.
So you think that this new body style is going to do wonders for Ford this week?
I think it's going to give them some damn front arrow, some more downforce, and they're going to fix their fucking problem from last year. And the man's won here, what, twice at least?
I don't know, but he's got the same sponsor on the car that he does the name of the race that he does on the car. So if you're into conspiracy theories.
Love Joey Logano this week.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well,
my dad's favorite driver, too. That was my dad's favorite driver.
Joey Logano was your dad's favorite driver? I did not know.
My dad's a Ford guy. Yeah.
Damn right he is. Good answer.
He was a Ford guy.
Yeah, good.
He probably still is if they got Fords.
The only cars that are driven in heaven are Fords, buddy. He's a big Ford guy. There you go. Big Ford guy.
Yeah. So, I don't know. That's my opinion on it. I mean, I'm not going to say they're all going to be fucking fast, but I expect Penske to fucking show up this week. They've shown up the first part of the season with fast-ass race cars. And I think they're going to be pretty damn good on Sunday. I just went with Logano because how can you have Ryan Blaney at fucking plus 900 and have fucking Joey Logano that's won one more championship, a lot more fucking races, and I believe he's more talented than Ryan Blaney at fucking 16, 20 to 1, whatever the fuck you want to get him at.
Yeah, what's he at now? Do we know? Let me pull it up. Hard Rock's got him at 13. I'd rather have your 20. That's for sure.
Yeah. Mm-mm. I mean, he's still widely available everywhere, right? Well, I think he still is. I haven't looked recently. But last time I checked earlier today, he was still 16 or 15 on Bet Rivers.
Joey Logano, top 10, minus 125. That's a naughty bet. Here I go being a ghost again. Jesus.
He's down to like 14 and 12.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Moving numbers.
He's only had one NLD speed the last four Vegas races inside the top 10, and it was the one he won. As for comp tracks, 12th.
The bad part is, how much can we really use over the last 2 years versus this new body? And this is all
good question.
Just all assumption from myself. But sometimes you just have to assume coming in when you see a big number and it's like, the motherfucker has had a rocket ship at the first two tracks. Now, don't get me wrong. Those are super speedways. But that team with Paul Wolf, one of the best crew chiefs in the garage, has came to fucking play this year.
With webbed gloves.
With webbed gloves. I love listening to Todd Gordon talk about some of the shit they used to do back when he was crew chief. Interesting things.
Stories are good. He's not a very good radio host or co-host, I'll tell you that. But stories are good.
Yeah, he's not all that great, but he is a bright mind.
He absolutely, he's one of the best. Yeah, absolutely. Great crew chief. I was gonna say something and I done did forget. That shit happens way too much. Oh,
I think everybody's paying a little bit too much attention to recency bias of the next gen. And then, like Zach said, we got a new tire code on the outsides. We got new body styles. Well, this is the time to jump ahead and kind of like predict what the fuck's going to happen. And hope you're right. I mean, I don't want to be like everybody else out here just fucking hammering Chevy when we got teams that went to a different body style for a fucking reason. And
all right.
I feel like the mile and a halfs that are more higher tire wear, it's going to help Toyota. Now, I think Toyota's going to be good this week too. Gibbs, 2311. They're usually good on every mile and a half. But this one has tended to be more Chevrolet, in my opinion, in recent years, and I think the gap's going to close here just a slight bit.
I believe the last three winners have all been Hendrick Motorsports, right? Larson, Byron, Bowman. I guess Logano and then Bowman.
Larson, Byron, Logano, Bowman.
Yeah.
I hit Bowman live Let's go.
I'm so proud of you.
20
I'm
to 1.
I'm shocked. Consider me shocked. And he remembers the number, folks.
Yeah. That was on Whitney's new thing. Account with free bonus bets at Caesars, by the way.
I don't know if I'd share that information. Here's the deal. No editing tonight, buddy. You were an hour late.
She put it in.
There's no editing.
What is it illegal for her to have a fucking account? She put it in. She bets on fucking NASCARs.
Yeah.
She picked 3 winners in a row last year, late summer. So
there we go.
Take that and put it in your pipe and smoke it.
She's a banger.
Yes. Good answer. All right. Here's my deal. 2 things. Number one, yes, I am going to use data from the last 2 years. You're not going to convince me otherwise. If you don't want to, that's fine. I don't really care, but I am going to. That's the only data that we have to go off of.
I'm not saying don't use it, but I'm just saying be careful with what.
Okay.
What all you take coming into this and kind of wait it out and see what the hell we see.
Okay. I am so confident in one of these bets based on the data that I am going to.
I love that bet, by the way.
Me too. We're going to get to it here very shortly. The other thing, and Zach, I just really want you to tell me that I'm being just an absolute irrational dumbass, but who was fast on Super Speedway qualifying last year? Just give me the manufacturer.
So at
depend where you're at.
Super Speedways.
Chevy and Ford.
Okay.
Because Chevy at the beginning of the year and then Ford as the year went on.
Toyota at Talladega.
No, wrong. Toyota sucks dick.
Yeah, Stuart Haas dominated at Talladega at the end of the year.
Okay. My point being, who was fast the last 2 weeks in qualifying?
Ford.
And who was ass?
Toyota.
All right. So just tell me. I mean, there has much changed. I don't know. If we see practice and practices, you know, the same along the same lines that we see in the data sheets from the 10 races that we have for comp tracks in the last 2 years, then it is worth basing bets off of that 10 race sample size before the race.
One exception, Christopher Bell.
Where? No, I'm not saying it's going to be the Ford and Chevy show this weekend. I'm just saying that what we saw last year, now they got new bodies and all this shit, right. And the same shit happened the last 2 weeks. So, like, you know, that's all I'm trying to say here. So that I'm trying to argue for using data from the last 2 years coming into this weekend. That's my argument.
Use it, but be quick to adjust as the season goes on.
Absolutely, and even be quick to adjust right after practice qualifying. Absolutely.
Well, I mean, you know how I do it. Practice is a lot of my rankings.
Absolutely. And that's like why that's why Zach always says the post practice and qualifying model power rankings, models spit power, no, model swallow power rankings spit out winners. That's right. Forgot. But the model swallow power rankings. Post-practice and qualifying spit-out winners. There we go. Okay. I finally got it right. One of these days, I'm going to figure out how to say it. Last night, I couldn't figure out how to say Rick Ware Racing without saying Wick Ware Wasting.
I'd be on a betting show and having to talk about Rick Ware Racing.
I cannot wait to talk about this. Oh, shit. All right, let's talk about qualifying. Let's jump into it. Let's talk about qualifying. Zach, you lead the show because I don't have access to qualifying on any of my books right now. I've looked at it. I saw Bell was 4.5 to 1. I'm out. Go ahead.
They ain't going to be up very much longer.
Well, so first.
Zach already killed the head-to-head market.
Usually what I like to do is get like 3 guys and then a head-to-head or maybe 2 head-to-heads. This week, Caesars denied me. There's no head-to-heads for me to bet on, so that sucks.
Pussies.
So, and then, which is kind of, it's fine. So I'll figure it out here. We're going to add some more. So right off the jump, when the numbers first came out, I grabbed Bell and Reddick. There's 9 races in the sample size, 1 less because qualifying was rained out at Charlotte. So we don't have the 10 race. We have a 9 race sample size. Bell and Reddick both made 8 final rounds in those 9 races. Top 5s starts in those 9 races. Bell has 6, and that's the leader. And Byron has five, and he's tied with Reddick has five. He's tied with Byron and Larson.
I was going to say Kyle motherfucking Larson had to have made a few final rounds.
And then top three, Bell again is the leader at five, Larson, Jesus. Byron, and then Reddick right there again. And then if we go to polls, Bell has four of the nine polls on these on this sample size. Reddick has two of them. And then Byron has one, Logano has one, and Hamlin has one. So I grabbed, based on all that, Bell and Reddick right off the bat. I got Bell at 6.5 and Reddick at 8.5. And then today I noticed I did a little more digging, and I'm like, is there an advantage between groups A and B? So I looked at the data from last year and the year before that. In the early Vegas race in 22, six from group B made it and four from group A, and group A won the pole. In the fall race, eight from group B made it, two from group A, and B made the pole. 23 early race, 7B, 3A, A pole. 23 fall race, 7B, 3A, and B pole. So the spring, the A groups always won the pole, and in the fall, the B groups always won the pole. And then if you look at the order for qualifying, Bell and Reddick are coming out third and fourth overall very early. I don't like that, having, you know, both, that was both my bets. So I figured I should at least try to get someone from group B. I ended up grabbing two guys. And that's based off just looking at their Vegas starting lineups. Blaney and Cindric, if you just add up, there's no numbers and average them. They're fifth and sixth overall. Blaney has a fourth and a third here in those four races. And then Cindric a third and a second. Their numbers were a little better. Blaney's at 9 and Cindric's at 20-1. So I'll be rooting for Cindric. Maybe we can go. I don't think he's won a poll, so maybe we can go back-to-back weeks with the guy winning their first poll.
Wow. I like that Cindric play.
Cindric? Haven't heard that one before. Who the hell's Cindric?
That's my made-up name.
That's what we're shooting for this week.
Well, I like the numbers don't lie, and Bell having four polls out of the last nine comp tracks is ridiculous. I can't think of a better word. That is, and then, I mean, he leads every stat, so I understand why he's 4.5 to 1, but.
It was 6.5 when I got him. That's why you got to get in the Discord. Right. So.
Yeah, damn right, folks. Go get in the Discord. Are the other numbers available to your knowledge still?
Blaney and Cindric definitely are. I see them on ESPN bet right now. And you can get Reddick at 8.5, so the same thing I got him.
All right.
Bell's actually 6 on ESPN.
You can get Red Dog at plus. Fuck, did I see him plus 900? 365?
Probably, because that's the only one I don't have.
I think that's where I grabbed him.
The only one you don't have. Yeah, dude. I have so many up. It was like last week. I'm usually I get the like at least $2-3 worse than what Zach has. And last week I'm like, oh my god, I got bet 365. I'm a dollar better than every driver. McDriver.
It's a beautiful thing.
Worked out nice last week.
Tyler Reddick's 750 on bet 365. Okay. Yeah, Zach. Denver
14 there, so someone must have hammered him.
Oh, Bet Rivers has him at 9.
Rivers. All right. Well, Zach has won more qualifying bets than I think I've won outright the last 2 years. So go make those bets if you have access to it. I'm still waiting with my thumb up my rear end on a couple of my books. So, all right. Roars, you haven't laid any qualifying bets, have you? I assume not.
I tailed.
You tailed. Sheesh. All right.
I liked all those. Spot on.
Spot on, spot off.
Which I usually tell any fucking.
And then, you know what? I want to throw in there. Blaney and Cindric are going like late in group B. So I got, if you bet those four, you have the top of group A and the bottom of group B. Mm-hmm. So if there's any advantage, you would think that's where they would be. But again, if it's as windy as they say it is, it's going to be lap by lap win, so it's not going to matter.
Right sure. there, Bet Rivers plus 900, Red Dog.
You mind hitting that for me?
God, I gotta get this fucking ring light. Fucking stop looking.
Yeah, we'll put like Whitney. We'll put Whitney's account to good use.
Good answer. That's a fucking good answer, boy.
Whitney's a good girl.
I thought you just said she was a banger.
She is. When I'm involved.
Oh my God. We've said some questionable things on this podcast. All right, well.
What don't we say that isn't fucking questionable?
Yeah,
that's why the people listen. They love us.
Good point. Well, before we, I'm gonna go. Well, I should let Rory go first because my bets, one of my bets is going to spark quite the conversation between us three because we've been texting about it for 2 days now, and I'm just like it literally in the corner, Floyd Mayweather and dodging these punches, dude. I'm fucking. So, Rory, by the way, the first text I get on, I don't know, Monday night, Tuesday morning, whatever it was, Zach sends in our group chat, odds are horse shit, and then Roy responds with just a jumbled shit, whatever that is. So I look at it, and I'm like, yeah, well, this is going to stink.
It's like, let's just make everybody goddamn 9-10, and then we got a couple of floaters out there, and of course we got the fucking man up at the top, and that's it.
All right, well, who you betting?
A little bit of Joey plus 16. Well, I'm giving out something that I thought was still available, but apparently that's not even available. So I wouldn't probably take it now, but 20-1 super book. I had to jump on it. Already explained the Logano bet earlier. Yep. Ross Chastain, Melon Man. Number three in the fucking model, and you're giving me 15-1. Like, get the fuck out of here. Give me some Melon. Yeah, he's in the Chevy. Who knows what the hell happens coming up this weekend, but I'm going off of – if you go off of recent history, I like him over anybody else going off of recent history. He usually shows up at the mile and a halfs, and – I could totally see him having a fast-ass race car on Sunday. So, couldn't pass up 15. And
hold on. Ross Chastain.
Yeah.
Not only is he third in the model, his last four NLD speeds at Vegas, first, second, sixth, ninth, with finishes of fifth, 12th, second, and third. But wait for
and
this.
And was a couple of tires short of winning the one that Joey Logano won.
Listen to this. 10 race sample size on comp tracks, right? Guess who has the number one average running position? Ross Chastain, 8.52. Guess who has the best average finish in the Cup Series over those 10 races? Ross Chastain, 9.1. Do you know how hard it is to average a top 10 finish in NASCAR on a 10 race sample size? That is absurd. That is absolutely
that's like Kyle
nonsense.
Motherfucking Larson stat.
Except it's not. And guess where Larson is? Not first. He's second.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Anyway.
So you're taking the better value here. And
buddy,
the better average running position finish. I don't know. I got all this shit in my head. I don't have to look at whatever you're looking at.
He's got Excel in his head.
He's like the scene from The Hangover with Alan.
Oh yeah,
counting cards.
I was gonna fuck with you. I was gonna fuck with you until yesterday about the AVG and average and all this shit and whatever. And I'm like, I do that shit in my head.
No, dude. I'm sending Zach. We got a group chat. I'm texting both of them. I'm asking Zach for what I want.
This is after we were riding his ass about fucking.
Hold on. Don't spill the beans in the lobby. Hold on. We're going to get there. I'm going to let you finish your bets, and then we're going to get into it. So I'm texting Zach. I'm like, I want this, 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 and this. And he's like, all right, you got it. And Rory goes, man, you learn something new every day. And then we like a couple minutes go by, a couple texts in between, and then he goes, AVG stands for average. You are something else, kid.
I was being my a little bit of a smart ass, maybe a little bit.
No, 0% smart ass. That was real. You're not going to convince me otherwise.
Oh shit.
All right, what else you got? You got Ross at 15. I think I got Ross at 16, but I also hit him at 15. I'm also going to talk about a different bet that I have with Ross. You got Joey at 20. What else you got?
And then we're going with a little C Bell, who I already predicted is going to be in the Final Four again this year. The best Toyota driver there is right now in the NASCAR Cup Series, C Bell. Top five plus 175 over at Hard Rock. Give me that. Yes. Bump it up to 200, actually, if y'all want to, because ain't nobody else even fucking close, I don't think, but I see maybe a 170 out there. I don't know. Anyway, give me that all day long, because I don't know if y'all watched the fucking race last year in the fall. That fucking car was fast, and he found a new line.
And what line is that?
Up top. Real
I heard
fast up top.
I think
top.
It might have been Corey LaJoy was saying that, or no, it was Allmendinger. So take it for what it's worth. But he was saying that in the spring temperatures are lower. It's more of a bottom half racetrack, and in the fall it's usually a little warmer, and it's spread out through the whole racetracks. Just something to keep in mind. I'm not trying to talk you out. I think Christopher Bell is a hell of a talent. I think Christopher Bell is going to be fast this year. I'm looking forward to betting on Christopher Bell. But just food for thought. Food for thought.
Christopher Bell is going to be fucking good Sunday. Promise.
I'm not going to argue with that. I do like Christopher Bell. I just the number, you know. I mean, he's 10-1. That's fine. I wish he was 10-1 after practice qualifying. He's not going to be if he runs well. He's going to be like 800, 7.5, something like that. Which I would bet.
You heard this from Corey LaJoy. What the fuck's he know about fucking driving?
It was AJ Allmendinger, dude. Get it right. All right.
Fuck him right. Too.
He comes into my argument here in a little bit.
So. Are we running the fucking Las Vegas road course, or are we running the fucking Las Vegas 1.5 miler?
Oh, fuck me up. All right, Zach, you got race bets, or are you waiting until after practice and qualifying? Let me hear it.
I'm waiting until after practice and qualifying. I did make one truck bet that when we talk about trucks, we can talk about it, but nothing for Cop or Xfinity yet.
The most responsible gambler I know is that guy that looks like a production villain, man, the top left of your screen.
And then
there.
You put me and you together, and it's like...
Numbnuts 1 and Numbnuts 2.
Do? What can I do? All right.
I think it's perfect, man. We all compliment each other.
Good point.
You and Worm both have probably helped me more than any damn body and being a little bit more patient, but still sometimes I'm just like, I gotta fuck fire.
I'm fine.
Right, well, I'm about to pull the degenerate side of me out real quick. It probably won't be quick, but I am really, really, really excited. So Zach, why don't you roll the clip? All right, let's start with a modest bet of Ross Chastain top 10 minus 125 on Hard Rock. What are you laughing at?
He saw it.
He saw it. Hold on, we're going to get there. We're going to get there. Most people listen on podcast form, so we're going to get there in a second. If you're not watching YouTube, just go watch it. You'll see what was on the bottom of the screen. Anyway. Ross Chastain, top 10, minus 125 on Hard Rock. That line is unfortunately no longer available. It is minus 150, which is a travesty. I did not move that line because I hit it twice, and I even looked at it a couple hours ago, and it was still at minus 125. And then I pulled it up right before I'm about to talk on the podcast, minus 150, which stinky. I would not touch
minus
140
when I just seen it. So yeah. It's changed again.
The odds were moving in the last hour or so because Bubba came back, McDowell came back. I mean, not that that matters, but it came back. But Ross Chastain, we talked about him a lot. I mean, I gave him NLD speed all inside the top 10. He's only had one finish at Vegas outside the top 10. Best average running position, best average finish on the 10 race sample size. I just,
what we talked about earlier with the new bodies and practice and qualifying, when Zach doesn't have a single bet on the race before practice and qualifying, that should tell you all you need to know. However, like we just said about 3 minutes ago, Rory and I, we like to have a little fun. So I slam a jam at Ross Chastain with the winnings that I took from Michael McDowell last weekend, just reinvesting, you know, just putting it back into the business. We're going with a little modest minus 120 on Ross Chastain top 10. Love that bet. Now, practice qualifying comes. I'm not going to tell you to bet Ross Chastain if he's a 15th place car in 20 lap, or we're not going to get 20 laps. 10 to 15 lap average if Ross Chastain's 15th and he's back down to minus 120, he's even money. Yeah, you bet it, sure, but don't put as much money as I have on it right now. But I don't expect that to be the case. I think Ross Chastain's going to practice well. He never qualifies well. So just get that out of your mind. So maybe that'll help us. Maybe if he starts 25th, but he's got, you know, top five, top seven practice speeds, and then we get a little Ross Chastain minus 120, minus 125. Yeah, go ahead and smoke that.
What does Ross qualify like here?
Zach, you got that?
I thought he qualified a little bit better here. I could be wrong.
Nah, he's pretty good here. He
really?
He just doesn't make the pole or the top five that much. He's made the final group 5 and 9 times. Wow. Top 5, 2, top 3, 1, no poles.
Okay. Yeah, the reason I said that is he's just historically a terrible qualifier.
Kansas. We might look at him for a pull bet at Kansas. At Vegas, he's you know, 8 to 14th qualifying wise.
Kansas is where not going to help the line come back. Race.
Yeah.
Well, it should have been Iowa, and then he got DQ'd.
He'll be right on the edge of making it still cashed, is my guess.
It still did cash. Yeah. Okay. All right. So you're thinking like that's the 8th to 12th, 8th to 14th range, Zach.
Yeah. Yep.
Which is, that's not going to help our top 10 bet coming back to the number that we wanted at. That's for sure. That is not going to help, folks. But we still got a long way to go. We got practice. We got qualifying. You never know what's going to happen. So just if you can get them, I would say the most I would bet is minus 130, which I don't even know if I'd pull the trigger on it right now, considering I have as much down on it as I do. But minus 125, minus 120, if you see it again, smack it. All right, let's get to as what Zach coined it as, the shitbox of the century. Dramatic pause. My favorite bet of the year so far.
You're fucking crazy.
All right, so here's the deal. This story time. So, scrolling Twitter. I'm in bed. It's late Tuesday night. And what do I see? I see a Rick Ware racing car as the favorite in a matchup. Now, you could go back in the annals of history, of NASCAR history, and I guarantee you there has not been a single Rick Ware racing car ever been favored in a matchup. It's a miracle that there's even a matchup alive. I mean, it is absolutely preposterous that there is a Rick Ware racing car offered on a legal sports book. That is music to my ears. And if you don't think I'm going to bet that, you are out of your mind. You're giving me, I don't care who it is. I do care about what car it is, but I don't really care who it is.
At it's a Chase money, trophy car. Yeah.
Yeah. It's called trophy hunting. Get it right, Dick. Yeah. If you're going to shit talk my
whatever the winner, fuck they winning bet is, say over there.
So here we go. Let's dive into it. The matchup.
How many races has Derek Krause ran in the
If you don't give me fucking 5 minutes to talk, I'm going to remove you. You might as well just go take your piss break now because I will kick your ass out of here if you don't give me 5 minutes. All right.
I got to go piss anyway.
Good. See you later. Can't wait for him to come back and just
I got my Bluetooth
not listen to anything. Oh, that's good.
So okay. I'll be able to listen to all this shit.
Oh, good. Good. I'm really excited. Okay. Derek Krause. I understand. First cup start. He opened up. Oh, I got to back up because the guy cut me off over here. I was about to tell a story. I was sitting in bed scrolling Twitter. I see plus 130, Derek Krause. A poll. Ryan from Win the Race puts up a poll. Derek Krause plus 130, Justin Haley minus 160. I'm salivating. I'm texting everybody that I could possibly text to try to get down on this matchup. All I want is a little bit of money down on Derek Krause. Actually, all I want is a little bit of money down on fading a Rick Ware car. That's all I want. I don't care. I don't care. I look at the numbers. It's called a shitbox matchup. It is my favorite thing to bet on this planet. I have been blessed by the gods, by the God, to have access to some shitbox matchups just about every single week. And this one's on Caesars, and I'm fired up about it. So I finally get someone to bite. I got the hook in. Send a little money. We get down. Plus 110. All right, that's fine. We'll take it. Now, let me give you the reasoning. I do not care that Derek Krause, this is his first Cup Series start. I do not care that this is Justin Haley's 110th Cup Series start. I don't care that Justin Haley has won a race in the Cup Series. I don't care that he's won 5, 6, 7 more races than Derek Krause, because as Zach's going to tell you in about 10 minutes, we've all got the same amount of wins in the entirety of the universe as Derek Krause. So here's the deal. Let's look at some numbers. Justin Haley has been good, definitely above average at Las Vegas the last 2 years, okay? But what kind of car was that in, you ask? That was in a Colleague Racing Chevrolet, okay? And when we talk shit boxes, it's all about equipment. It has nothing to do with the driver. I do not care. One of the points I'm going to bring up when these guys start firing at me is swapping drivers, putting them in cars, tell me where they're going to finish. All right, we're going to talk about that. Now, Rick Ware, their best finish at Vegas was spring of 22, and it was a 26th place finish by Cody Ware. Okay. Colleague Racing's worst finish in the last four races, this is both cars, 22nd. Okay. Which is very much above average for Colleague Racing. They have been stinky dog doo doo on mile and a half and speedways for the last 2 years. Average, and they've actually got two top tens, three top 15s, and then some 17, 18, 21st, 22nd. Okay. The average finish, so there's 8 data points. Damn, I'm so glad I thought about that. Data points in this set, right? There's 2 teams, 2 cars, 4 races. Do the math. That's 8. Colleague's average finish is 16.3. Rick Ware Racing's average finish is 30.1. I don't care who's in the Colleague car. I do not care. Plus, you're going to give me plus money against a Rick Ware Racing car. Do you guys remember how much we made fun of Rick Ware? More so Cody Ware, but still, they're a backmarker. That's all they do. That's all they know. I don't care about this alliance with RFK. They have like 30 employees. There you go, Derek. If you're listening, there's your shout out. They have literally 30 employees. Okay. The company that I work with, my family's company, that's apples to oranges. I'm not even going to say that. 30 employees, 30th average finish at Vegas the last 4 races. I do not give a flying shit about anything that anyone says. Rick Ware Racing, there we go, Wasing, stinks like my asshole. And I'm getting plus money against him. Case, what is it? Case rested? Case closed. Adjourned? Closed. Case closed.
Game, set, match.
Game, set, match. All right. I'm ready for all the heat. Give it all to me. I'm ready for it.
Again, I'm not betting the other side of this. I just think it's crazy. Put your faith in Derek Krause and a team that maybe last year and the years prior were not the bottom feeders, but this year they are the bottom feeder. And maybe we could look at a little this year's data to compare.
Okay.
So let's look at who made the Clash. Did anyone make the Clash on your side there?
Negative Ghost Rider.
Okay. We'll look at Daytona 500 qualifying, right?
Sure. We can do that.
That's a plus in your category.
Yep.
He beat him by like 5 spots.
Okay? That's all I need, buddy.
Now, how about Atlanta qualifying?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Josh Williams is like 37th.
Yeah, and 30th and 31st. Like, it's just, to me, it's that's what you're dealing with. You're betting someone to finish 30th and someone else to finish 32nd, and that just doesn't appeal. If it feels to you, get it down. It doesn't appeal to me.
The way that I see it is that I'm betting, okay, I think colleague, I heard Dinger say it, they bring good cars in the spring. I literally just heard it either yesterday or the day before.
Why they have been them out?
Money, 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 money. That's, so, I mean, I get it.
Look at who's the great money replacement, a flooring store that has one store. Can't be that much money.
Zach, you know this just as well as I do, that money equals speed.
Yeah, and there's no money on either of those cars.
Bro, they took that check probably came from Derek Krause's dad, if I had to guess. I do not know that for a fact, but very good possibility.
I think his dad's an old school racer. That's why I think I looked him up. I don't think he's, and I think that's why he gets.
My apologies.
Seems like he. I bet you Freddie Kraft and Derek Krause's dad know each other or something, and that's maybe how. But I don't. It just. I don't. Again, it's just. I have no interest in rooting for someone to finish 30th to beat someone in 32nd.
Zach, it'd be one thing if the colleague cars were just like you're describing, where they were a lot of other places the last couple of years. I mean, there have been plenty of mile and a half and speedways that colleague has been like the laughing stock of the charters. I mean, it's been like 28th, 31st, 32nd. I get that. But they have not shown they haven't shown an ounce of slowness at Vegas. I mean, I understand that Justin Haley was in the colleague car, but they still went fast. And this is where I want to bring Rory in, because he's about to give you the most delusional answer you'll ever hear, and I'm just going to let you guys decide if that's the truth or not. But let's just put Kyle Larson in the 51, and let's put Justin Haley in the 5, and tell me where they finish at Vegas.
Larson's going to beat him.
You're fucking so high, dude. You are so out of your mind if you think that's the truth. Oh, my God. There's no way, dude. That car simply cannot go that fast. There's no way.
Ryan Newman had a fucking top 10 speed car at Darlington, didn't you hear?
Shut the fuck up, dude. Now you're just pulling dumb shit out of your ass. That car cannot go fast. It cannot drive fast. It's not possible.
I bet Derek Krause fucking wrecks in the first fucking stage.
Don't try to change the subject here.
I bet he fucking wrecks in fucking practice.
Don't change the subject here. Where do they finish?
Watch.
They swap cars. Where do they finish?
Who?
Justin Haley and Kyle Larson. Rory.
I'd say.
I'll give you one more chance at this.
I say it's going to be close. But if the car stays together as hard as Larson gonna drive it, that's a toss up. I don't think Justin Haley putting him in the 5 cars just all of a sudden. Can Justin Haley drive a fucking loose ass race car? Because that's usually what Larson turns shit.
Just
box,
call it just
a
call
shit
it.
Box for a Hendrick week into a top 10 car. I mean, what? Why in the fuck are we even comparing Kyle Larson to?
I'm trying. We're not. I'm trying to make a point here, because it doesn't matter about the driver when the equipment can't physically go fast. It's not possible.
Here's all
I'm just saying. Justin Haley's going to take care of the fucking car, get it to the end of the race, and I guarantee you, dumbass will wreck that motherfucker at some point.
$10 bet.
Back it right to the fucking wall.
All right, now how about this? If Derek Krause does not wreck, you have to shave your beard. And I'll shave my beard if Derek Krause wrecks. Deal? Put your money where your mouth is.
Text Whitney.
Here's what I'm going to say about...
Go ahead, Zach.
The car you're... So the... let's see. You're betting on the 16...
Correct.
It doesn't have. So we'll use Haley's stats at the end of the year last year. Do you think that's fair? Okay.
So yeah, we're talking about an organization that sent AJ Allmendinger.
I lost all my contacts. I lost all my contacts. I'm gonna need you to send your
434. Oh,
don't do that. Yeah, don't do that. Do not do that.
So just at the end of last season, Haley's NLD speeds. Darlington 30th. Kansas 23rd. Bristol 24th. Texas 27th. Roval 27th. Homestead 28th. Martinsville 31st. Phoenix 29th. Like, again, it's Vegas, 30th versus
Vegas. 33rd. Vegas. Read me the Vegas number.
I said, what was it? 23, 24? No.
Read me the Vegas number.
I said Kansas, 23.
Okay. All I need is that's all I need. That's all I need.
I just don't think they're there anymore. I think they're where I think they're so like
I think they're full on shit box.
If you went last year, like, all right, they were seven spots better than Rick Ware. I think this year it's down to three.
I mean, they put that, Josh fucking that's Williams
how much they
the
came down and
week.
The other one comes up.
They we just Josh don't know Williams how much Rick Ware's come up though.
Oh, I'm just saying like a little bit. I'm saying call Kaylee, whatever the fuck. I don't even fucking care. Because again, why we're sitting here arguing about dudes that are going to finish in the 30s.
That, it's called a shit box. It's the shit box of the century. Come on, man.
It's your listen, you and Jinx Eugene should get together and watch it and have fun. Enjoy
Whitney
it.
Responded. So what, oh, she said, oh, called. Dear Lord.
I thought that was what the fuck caught me off guard so much was why in the fuck would you even bet on this? Because I can't. I mean,
all right,
I trust Justin Haley more than I trust Derek Krause. Okay. At the end of the day, that's my fine. Opinion on it. Now, if you're just playing it just to be playing a number, I think it is maybe a little too fucking much when it was minus 160 plus 130. But I still would have Justin Haley as the favorite in this matchup. Easily. Fucking easily.
I just can't wait.
For sorry, I'm reading a text from your wife.
Ask her who's going to win.
She said,
Justin
sure,
Haley.
Why not? All right, you're on, buddy. Are you I'm on? Are we on? These,
let's go. I'm fine with it. I just go. Said, you better fucking ask her.
She said, sure, why not?
I'm going to have to put their in-car cameras on my screen on Sunday. Yeah, I'm going to have to watch those two just to see what happens.
Once again, Zach, it's called a shitbox for a reason.
Zach's going to fire the second computer up for the fucking shitboxes. Yeah.
I got like an old Zach, I got an old we got a lot, Windows 3.1.
We got a lot more shit we need to be paying attention to. But we do want to have – hell, we'll run that live, you know. Hell, maybe I'll come up with something down here and I'll just run TikTok live for the whole fucking thing. Well, it won't be the whole thing because fucking dumbass will be out of the race early.
I'll be shaving my beard, I reckon.
Like,
no.
We're talking about somebody. How many races has he even actually competed to win in besides Gateway and the trucks?
No.
Guess
clue,
who
dude.
Wins
it?
Guess
care.
Who wins? Guess who wins in that exact same fucking truck now?
Eckes wins all the time in that truck.
All the fucking time. Made so much money off of Eckes. How much money have I made off of Derek Krause? I've been negative. Negative, actually, because I was a fucking I'm retard dead, for betting on him in the fucking trucks. And now I'm we're so talking dead. About. Now we're talking Cup. About. Cup.
Yeah. Cup. Damn fucking right we are.
Have you looked at the, you know, I know you're a big NLD model guy this year. Did you look at the NLD model rankings?
Oh, fuck me, dude. Oh, no.
She just texted me. She said, you better win this bet.
Okay, let's pull up the Cup Power
she's
rankings.
She's got confidence. She's, here she's we fucking go. Enough. She's even smart enough to go, who the fuck is Derek Krause? She probably knows who Justin Haley is. She probably...
You're toast. Sorry, Whitney. Zach, the model has to have Justin Haley like in a college car, right?
Yeah, I mean, it gets bumped down a little bit for him not being in the same car, but not that much.
Okay. Well, we're going to see after practice qualifying. That's as you told
me
earlier.
And Rick, where's drivers besides? I mean, I know Cody,
Haley, Grala,
Newman.
Cost us Newman. A bunch of money. You don't remember that, dude?
What was Newman's best finish in the damn thing?
Let's see.
Didn't he finish half-ass decent some damn where in it?
Can't imagine. Like,
I mean, I know he cost me a fucking fuck ton of money fucking Darlington.
All right, Zach, I'm going to give you the races that he started, and you find the finish.
That was Zach's pop-pop. Fucking spun his ass out right there in the fucking coming out of turn two, and the next thing you know, Zach hits Byron, and I'm sitting over here like, oh.
That was the day, man.
Oh, fuck.
All right, let's see.
Has joined Rick Rare, where, I can't say it, racing for select events during the 2023 season, but it doesn't say which ones. Obviously, Darlington, where he totally royally ass-raped us. But it doesn't say which races
last year. Oh,
what's his best finish?
Go to Wikipedia and just pull up Ryan Newman and then fucking scroll down to.
I need this answer.
All right, here we go. 26 with his best at Homestead.
Okay. I still like 20. If you give me a 26 out of Justin Haley this weekend, he's winning that.
The best finish on a mile and a half that Rick Ware Racing has ever had on the face of the planet.
It'd be all right.
Rocket Man. Not happening this week, buddy.
Rocket Man.
But if Justin Haley does finish 26th, I will be shitting my pants.
Just so you know, if the 51 makes it to the end, Ryan Newman's finish are like the back half of the 20s.
Yeah.
All right.
Last year. 28.
We'll see, folks.
29, 27, 26, 29. And
that's Rocket Man, 18-time Cup champ, Cup race champion. What else did I just read?
I still think Derek Krause fucking sucks.
How old is he?
You suck. You know who sucks? You suck.
Get a bet on Jimmy Johnson this year,
man.
Maybe.
Oh my god.
Maybe.
What did you bet
Jimmy Johnson to win a race? Like I see people do that, and I'm like, really? How is it? Like, are you reliving your childhood? I guess I don't know.
I mean, if Casey Kane raced, I would probably throw some shots.
The last money I've ever made on Jimmy Johnson was fucking the last race that he won.
51
wasn't
poles,
268
top tens, 117
fucking
top
championship
tops, 18 wins.
He never won another race, right?
I don't know.
I don't remember. I don't. Yeah, I have no clue. All right. We're running up against.
No, I think he did win Dover maybe one more time after that. But
all right, fuck Jimmy Johnson. I don't care. I actually love Jimmy Jam, but fuck.
Jimmy's a fucking wheel.
Shut up. Be quiet.
I don't like
please. Well, if you put Jimmy Johnson in that 16 instead of Derek Krause,
it doesn't matter who you put in the car. This colleague car is going to blow the brakes off the Rick Ware car.
God damn. Colleague car is not that good.
All right, put my bets back up there, Zach. I got to run through them. I bet Mike Mack at 100-1. I put like a smidge of shekels on it just in case this alliance is the real deal. I also bet Bubba at 20. That number is now 2250 on Hard Rock. So look at me betting on Bubba 2 weeks in a row and getting burned by Lab Mimit 2 weeks in a row. However, I do want to read you some stats on comp tracks. NLD Speed, Bubba Wallace, seventh. And at the four Vegas races, he is not that hot, but oh shit.
I just told the old lady, I said, she 12. Said, you better win this bet. And I said, well, Zach and me think I will. So
yeah, well, you guys are
she
toast.
Loves you though. She's like
first at Kansas too.
Why the fuck ain't you been telling his shit? I'm like, it's a fucking super speedway. Give me a fucking break. Like,
tell her,
I probably should from now on. I'll just start telling them all Mark shit on super speedways. Fuck it. Let's
don't
go.
Do that. No, do not will. Do that. It ain't going to last. Do not do that. Okay. Bubba Wallace. He finished 36th. That was the day that Larson right reared him, maybe? No, that was 2020. That was at where was that?
Larson hasn't ever right reared anybody.
Bubba right reared Larson.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they got out and fought because he ran.
Was that at Vegas?
Well, they didn't really fight. Larson's just a little guy. I wish Bubba pushed me like that. I fucking hit that motherfucker right in the face. I wouldn't have got punked down on the fucking trial oval by that motherfucker.
Oh
anybody.
Okay. Anyway, I mean, anybody. Bubba. Rory.
I might get my ass whooped, but I'm fucking throwing a punch. Like, fuck you. Get your fucking hands off me.
Okay. All right. We're moving on here. We still got to hit Trucks, Xfinity, and Grid Rival, and we're an hour and 20 minutes in.
We spent like way too much time on fucking this shit box.
No, a winning bet.
True shit box.
Yeah, shit box of the century, buddy.
Yeah.
Nothing's a winner until it gets paid.
And it doesn't matter what juice you pay if you win, because you don't have to pay it.
I do hope you hit it.
Thank you.
You got a little bit more. You got a little bit more vested than I do. I just have a
bigger. I really appreciate that.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Yeah. So Chastain top 10's a whale of a play. Bubba 20-1's.
I'm only pulling for this play because
God fucking
dumbass.
Damn it. I would love to just fucking talk for 30 seconds and not get cut off by this goddamn motherfucker.
I'm pulling for you. That's the only reason I'm pulling for this fucking bet is because you fucking dumb enough to fucking take it.
I'm such all right, an idiot, I'm done. Dude. I'm so excited for this, though. I'm so excited. So excited. All right. Well, you're shaving your beard because Derek Krause ain't wrecking. So that's a fact. All right.
If he wrecks it, you got to. Wrecks this bitch.
What does that mean? Does he have to DNF?
Or does it just have to come up in like the involved in crash?
No, I think DNF. I think he's got a DNF.
DNF? Yeah. All right, DNF.
Okay, right. Deal. Shake. Virtual shake.
All right, DNF. Then you got to do the shaving of the beard live.
I'll do
can
that.
You get on Twitter live? Because you're blue tech marked.
I don't know. Can I?
I think so.
We're going to find out.
I don't
know. All right.
We'll figure it out.
All right, it's 10:30. I got to be up at 4:45. So we are speed racing through Trucks and Xfinity and Grid Rival, and we are going the fuck to bed. Rory, Trucks, go.
C-Bell and more C-Bell. Got him outright, and we got him fucking top three, plus 160 on DK, and I don't even know where the fuck they come up with that number at because usually they're shit on placements, but we'll take it.
Yeah, plus 150.
Number two in the power rankings. Like, I don't think we have to explain this a whole lot. I mean, there's only one other fucking guy in there that I'm really worried about, and I think Christopher Bell easily finishes in the top six in a one Tricom car, not a fucking 61 or whatever the fuck he ran last year.
Great
whatever
point.
The hell that was.
He's basically Heim's teammate, you know?
Yeah, he is Heim's teammate. I like both of them this week. I'm contemplating playing a little Corey Heim top five at plus money coming in. Other than that, kick it over to you for Trucks.
Hey, okay. I only have one bet on the bottom ticker, but as I was scrolling through, I like Lane Riggs, just the 38 truck. He cashed us a 6-1 top five at IRP, Zach. I think that was your play. You got us on that. That was a fun day.
Later in the year, my friend, Lane Riggs is going to be on point.
He's 50-1 and he's 5-1 for a top five. I laid Lane Riggs top five at 5-1.
I had to get on it.
Yeah, I put a couple shekels on it. I put more than a few shekels on that. That's an average bet there.
I like Lane Riggs.
As I was scrolling, I bet Christian Eckes plus 120 for a top five. I don't know if that's good, bad, or ugly.
I've been thinking about it. Fuck it, I'm on it.
I'm going to take this fucking microphone and I'm going to shove it so far up your goddamn ass.
It could be worse. I could be fucking telling you you're a fucking idiot for betting that.
Oh, he fucking broke his mic.
He fucked it up. He fucked it up. He straight fucked it up.
You're muted.
I'm fucking host now. What do you think about that? And I don't even know what the fucking Grid Rival matchups are. We're just going to
I'll talk about my bets. All you guess. I also bet Bell.
to win this. Hold on. Is there back?
He's back. He's back.
That's karma. I just gotta roll.
That's Derek Krause telling you this is not on Sunday. No, dude.
Is that a Ric Flair racing microphone?
Yes, facts. Okay, yes, it is. All right. Oh God, no! Just the driver behind it. Yeah, Zach, you were gonna say that you were on Bell too for trucks.
Yeah, I got Bell. I must have got him before Rory because I got him at 7-1, and then I just tailed that top three play. Top three on Bell.
Oh, the Bell. Oh,
160 at DraftKings. So I hit that little bankroll builder.
All right, fine. I'm down. Twist my arm. Who, Bell top three, Ekis top five.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, that's fun. Kyle Busch love. Anybody going once, going twice?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I thought about clicking it. But I those odds don't appeal to me.
The only part that questions me is it's not his team anymore, and he's just the driver. I'm not saying he doesn't have any say into anything, but I don't like that.
Well, he's 1-for-1 this year, so.
Yeah, I mean, I had him live. We put it out in the Discord live.
I did not. I was in a convention for wedding
dresses.
Sorry
you missed that.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have taken it anyway.
But Rory had to cash his first live bet of the year.
All right, Xfinity. I guess I'm the only one with a bet. I have Eric Amarola top five at +220. And last time Eric Amarola was in an Xfinity car, he won the race. Now it was in California. It was at Sonoma. It was at a road course. I understand, but JGR car, is he the 19 or the 18? Doesn't matter. Don't care. Good number. I think he opened at 20. Now he's like 15-1, top five +220. I think that's the best number you can get. Hard Rock's got it. I don't know. I think he's going to be good. I think JGR is going to be good. It's just a big number. Big JGR number car. That's really the reason I'm betting it. So, anyway, that number will not be there after practice qualifying because I guarantee you he's going to practice qualify well, and that number will not be there. So, if you're going to bet it, go bet it now. Okay, folks, Grid Rival. This is going to be – if you guys remember – ooh, I need to slow it down. If you guys remember correctly – the last time we went 5-for-5 in 2023, we flipped a coin. But now we're going to do Speed Racer. I don't want anything aside from the name. And I guarantee you we at least go 4-for-5. We might go 5-for-5. All right? Ready? Anybody there?
You said you just wanted the name.
Ha! You follow the directions. Let's go, dude. That was a test.
I'm sure I'll have something to say on something.
All right, Rory. Kyle Busch, Ryan Blaney.
Blaney.
Zach. Zach.
Did it all work? Blaney.
Oh, Blaney. No, I didn't hear you. Okay.
Sorry.
Blaney. Yeah. Well, I'm out 2-1. I would also probably go Blaney, but I just don't. I'm lukewarm on Kyle Busch this week. All right. Zach, Chase Elliott or Ross Chastain?
Chastain.
Elliott.
I'm so high on Chastain. It's not even funny. Logano, Rory, Logano or Kezatowski?
Logano.
Logano it is. Oh, this is a fun one. Todd Gilliland and Chase Briscoe. Battle of shitboxes. I'm going to go Gilliland with the Penske Alliance.
Briscoe. Zach.
I'm going to go Gilliland with the Penske Alliance. And
let's go.
SHR is just horrible.
Oh, Rory, this one's going to put you in shambles, dude. Oh, my God. Larson or Bell? Oh, no. Look at that. You can talk about this one if you want.
That's number one and two.
Who's one? Who's two, buddy?
I'm talking about this week.
Who's one and who's two, buddy?
Bell.
Bell. Wow. Can't believe Bell that, Zach.
Bell also. No, he had a body.
I can guarantee you that match, that lineup goes 4 for 5 at least, possibly even 5 for 5. I can almost guarantee that. So, all right, guys. Yeah, I'm sorry. We get to the end of these podcasts when Roy shows up an hour late, and I'm so like all I can think about is going to bed and waking up at 4:45. So
I had
sorry
dad
that
tonight
he had the dad. You can't fault him for it. I will give him a little bit of grief, but I can't fault him for it. Thank you guys for listening, Zach, Roy. Did I miss anything? I'm not editing out the first three digits of your wife's phone number. Good thing right. That's an area code.
They can just look Lynchburg up and figure that out. I hope.
Good point.
You're
all right, boys.
Motherfucker, if you can.
What else? Go join. We're doing a special, or the price is going up of the Discord. Yeah,
this is the last week to get it out at $125 for the rest of the season. If you want it, next week it's going up to $150.
You heard it here first, folks.
Gotta be all right. In.
Beard don't. What you beard got? You're beard. Shaving your beard next week. Well, you're gonna have to do it live too. I don't know where you're gonna do it live on Instagram, but your beard is getting shaved off, kid.
Way too many people like this fucking cross bet. Way too many.
There's a lot of people that hate it, that love Haley. So
I just don't think it's a no bet for me. Like
that's what I think. No bet.
We shall see who's beardless next week. All right, boys. Beard on. See ya.
Let's get it. Beard on.